Each year in China's north, a city rises and falls within a matter of months. Ice towers resembling some of the world's most famous buildings make Harbin the ice sculpture capital of the world. China correspondent Bill Birtles reports from the city of Harbin near the Russian border.
Ice sculptor Gao Kailin is putting the finishing touches on another masterpiece. The 47-year-old is chipping away at the final blocks of ice for a 30-metre-high replica of Moscow's St. Basil Cathedral.
One group of workers cut the ice from the river, then another group bring it to all the locations around town. Then the sculptors, like myself, use water to glue the blocks together. It's like constructing a building, except there's no frame inside.
Gao Kailin has been carving ice sculptures for more than three decades and says he's proud the winter tradition has made Harbin famous.
We started learning how to carve these sculptures as kids. Some of the old masters taught us, and the knowledge passes from generation to generation.
Every winter, within this city of 10 million people, another ice city rises. Over 180,000 cubic metres of ice is cut out of the river and used to build replicas of some of the world's most famous buildings. This year, Chinese icons like Beijing's Temple of Heaven sit alongside Russian cathedrals, all brightly illuminated at night. And like China's real construction boom, this one provides much-needed jobs in one of the country's most economically sluggish provinces. Around 15,000 craftsmen and workers construct the city over the first few weeks of December. 40-year-old Sun Jian is among them.
When I was little, we made the ice bricks with buckets. We poured the water in, let it freeze overnight, and then used the blocks to build sculptures. We didn't have metal tools. We used wooden tools to carve. Of course, we didn't build on the same scale back then.
Harbin's Ice Festival has now grown to be the biggest in the world, and sculptors like Sun Jian spend their summers travelling to festivals abroad.
Ice lanterns started as a small hobby for enthusiasts, but it gradually grew bigger and bigger. These days, people from Harbin travel to places like Canada, Japan, South Korea and New Zealand to carve sculptures.
If there's one drawback to this festival, it's a rather obvious one. A city of ice can only last in a place with bitterly cold winters. And at night, when the sculptures light up, temperatures can plunge below minus 30 degrees. But that doesn't deter the tourists.
It's no problem. We're from the south where it's cold and damp. At least here it's a dry cold.
The weather's fine. Just wear something warm and you'll be okay.
Last year, 1.5 million tourists from other parts of China came to Harbin for the ice lights. The local government expects even more to come this season before the ice city that rose so quickly melts away.
China correspondent Bill Birtles.